Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Mike Toledo, and I'm going to shoot straight from the hip. This is a brand new podcast called Dent Time PDR. It is focused on PDR training, the actual experiences my students have had during their training and after, how their marketing is going, and how you could possibly learn from them too as well, even though you might be a veteran PDR tech. Now, this podcast is just definitely help bring the awareness out. Hopefully, you'll take some of this that in account for, and hopefully it'll help you. That's the whole main thing is to really get you pumped up about making your company better, regardless if you need new training. Maybe you're going to send a new tech out to training. Maybe just to give you some insight what my PDR training is about and the experiences of my PDR students. So if this sounds interesting to you, then I would keep listening. And also it's going to be some marketing tech tips as well. I'm going to try to bring on some guest speakers about things, certain things, some industry leaders that have been in the game for a while and who do extremely very good tech, repairs. And I'm going to bring you some new people that you probably haven't heard of. And that's my job. I want to bring in some new people. Now, I want to clear the air about the other podcast, which you guys have been following me and John Hiley and obviously Daniel Grom and Vince D'Alessandro on PDR Tool Time. I'm still part of PDR Tool Time. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm just not going to be on it as consistently as I used to. Now, as far as John, I can't speak exactly for himself. He is coming on here and there, I think, but I don't speak for him exactly. Okay, so I'm just giving you passing that on. Is there any drama going on that? No, there's no drama. I heard he got kicked off PDR Tool Time. No, that is completely false. John did not get kicked off. So please, whoever started that, please, it is not true. So you can just, ignore that, please. We all are on great terms. And as you know, John is doing his own tactical podcast, Tactical PDR, I think that's what it's called. And he's got his own group. So if you want to catch him there or want to listen to him, and he's very entertaining. I'm going to say that right off the bat. So if it's something that you want to check him out, please go over there. I think Tactical PDR, I think that's what it's called on his podcast. You can find it on Stitcher, iTunes, things like that. And please keep listening to PDR Tool Time. Super great content there, as you know. And I got to say a shout out to my friends at PDR College. If you have not checked them out as well, PDR College is awesome, absolutely awesome. You're going to learn a lot. It's a lot of education about the PDR industry. So get on over there, check them out as well. So again, I want to get into this. This is going to be I'm going to just try to give you some new avenues, some new thoughts about, how PDR training is going about, some tech tips, some uses of the new tools that I've tried lately, how I think it's going, and all that good stuff. So right now, my first guest is going to be a person named Jason Huddleston. He's a student that I trained last year in August of 2017. It is at the end of May right now that I'm recording this podcast. And I just got off the phone with him and off the phone. I got off the interview with him and we talked about his training and we talked about his marketing. He followed the exact formula that I told him. And he mentioned some very key things about how he is succeeding. So I want you to listen to it and check it out. You're going to love it. So let's get into the interview, and I hope you continue to listen to these podcasts. You'll find it on Stitcher. You'll find it on iTunes. And you'll find it on all these other platforms. Just look for it. So Stitcher is cool too. So it's an app that you can download. You don't have to have iTunes. You can just use Stitcher. So, all right. I appreciate you guys listening. So let's get right into it. Today, I'm going to kick off the first interview ever. Okay. I've trained a lot of techs. I've trained a lot of people. I've just been working with Jason Huddleston for a while. I should know your name, dude, but you know, and I still mess it up, dude. I call him Texas because he's from Texas, man. So, Jason Huddleston is from, technically he isn't from Texas. He was in Alaska at a body shop, ran body shops most of his career, got an offer in Alaska, worked there for a certain amount of time. And it was getting repetitive. And so he asked me to train him. I trained him, and we'll get into the details in a little bit, but I don't want to go too much into it. And I trained him last year. I think it was August. Is that right, Jason?
Okay. August.
August. And then, he's not even into a year of it already, but we're going to get into the details about how his training is going. So, Jason, I want to welcome you, man. I appreciate you coming on. It is on a Memorial Day weekend, and you're busy, man. You're even working today, and today is a Sunday, man. So, well, I just want to say welcome, man. So, how you been? Mike. How you been since the training?
I've been good. Everything's been really good. Been staying busy, I haven't told you lately that I love my job.
You love your job, man.
Yeah. I love my job.
Yeah. When exactly did you train with me?
It was in August. August. I started, I want to say, on the 4th or something like that.
2017, right?
2017.
Yeah. 2017. Yes. I want to ask you a question, because I know it's really, I want to ask questions that people have asked me, because they said, Mike, you know, I'd really like to know, you know, how was your other students? What were they going through? What was going through your mind, Jason, the first week of training? I think you can recall that, because it wasn't too long ago, you know.
I don't think I'll ever forget it.
what was it like? I mean, was it as easy as you thought it was going to be? Or was it as hard as I said it was going to be? What is your thoughts? I don't want to put any words into your mouth. I want you to say it like it was. Tell these people in your own words what your first thoughts were. The first week, we'll go into the second week, but what was the first week like?
It was extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
Probably. It's a whole lot harder than you know what you think it would be. And you sent me some videos and stuff to watch to get the basics and that kind of thing. And you know, honestly, watching the videos, I was like, oh well, I think I can get this down. And then from the very first day, that first week was probably one of the hardest weeks learning how to do anything that I've ever done. I mean, I would go home in the evenings or go back to the hotel in the evenings am I going to be able to do this? You know?
I think that's a very common, actually, and not think, I know it's a very common thought process that students have the first couple days. Because what was so hard, what was so frustrating about it to you during that first week or the first couple days?
Well, you know, I think honestly the most frustrating thing was the level of meticulousness that you demand from the very first day. You know, there were times where I would, you know, get the first on those first couple of dents that I did where I was like, oh, that looks pretty good. And you didn't let it go with it looking okay or I think seeing the dents, seeing things and learning to look and see the little bitty lows and that kind of thing. And you pointed them out it's just that, you know, it's frustrating getting down and making sure that everything is perfect, you know, and that was one of the reasons why I went with you, was because I knew that you would be meticulous about things, watching the videos and that kind of deal. But doing it those first couple of days, doing it, it does become very frustrating.
You know what I see in a student when I was training you, and I was training Joe. Joe was the opposite of you, though. He was Mr. Cool Joe, dude. You know what I mean? He was, he was very, you know, he was very, he was frustrated, but he was just like, he handled it different. If you don't mind, can I mention that you stopped smoking when you came?
I quit for 2 years before
I came. You quit for 2 years before you came. All right. And after 1 week, man, it was, you know, but we get to that later. But it causes stress, though, doesn't it?
In the beginning. It absolutely causes stress. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a big commitment, and it's a, you know, I'm the type of guy that I want to be good at anything that I do. And you know, I honestly have always felt like I pick up things pretty quickly. But I mean, learning dental care, it's a whole different world. It's not like anything else you ever learn.
No, it's not. And I was going back to the thing saying about what I liked about you, you know, training you, is I enjoyed you getting frustrated, to be honest with you. It gave me, you know, the reason why is because it really showed me that you cared, you know? Yeah. So, like I said, some people, I could see Joey cared. Like that was your other partner that was training with you at the same time. And he was, he's in Australia now, right? But he's from the UK.
We talk every couple of weeks. So.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Everyone handles their stress about learning PDR a different way. But you were pretty frustrated. Now we're going to the second week. Even all the way to the second week, you're pretty upset at yourself. Not because you weren't getting it, because it wasn't, to me personally, when I saw you, you weren't, you know, I'm watching you. It's just you wanted to finish consistently faster. You know what I mean? You want, like, man, this shouldn't be taking me this long. You know, I want to get through this. You thought you were going to miss out on things that maybe we weren't going to get to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the feeling I saw. And it was great. I mean, I liked it because I go, this guy is going to make it. You know, Joe was going to make it. I mean, Joe was just, like I said, Joe Cool Smooth. He was doing his thing. But what I, you know, why I brought you on here is because it's not just during your training, but the perseverance you had and the drive to you got over, you know, you controlled your frustration after a while. And that was something you paid attention to because I told you that, right? I said, and during your training, and even if you're not going to my course, one thing you really got to learn, if you're going to go with someone else, hopefully a very reputable person. And I will give some of that stuff to people, some other trainers that I could recommend if you end up not choosing going with me. But here's some of the things you got to do. You've got to, and you can agree with me this, Jason, is you've got to control your frustration, because if you get too frustrated, right, and concentrated on something too long and you're like really pissed off that you can't get over that dent and, you know, you're really hard on yourself, it holds you back from actually learning more. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, it does. I mean, sometimes, a lot of times, you know, to get up and walk away from it for a little while and then come back. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes, because we stayed late a lot, you know, later than the normal training. But there were days where it was like you could see that, you know, Joe and I were getting to the point of being fatigued and, you know, couldn't see things quite as well. And you're like, okay, y'all are tired. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and leave. And then I'd come back the next day and it looked like a whole new thing and it, you know, finish it in no time.
Yeah. It would click. It would start clicking.
Click.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's go into like the second half of training. So we're going into the 2 week training, and then we're going into, how was that 2 week training?
The second week, you know, the first part of the second week for me was actually the whole second week for me. I was still a little frustrated going through, you know, it was still a little slow. You know, there were some things that you were telling me that, you know, that I kind of wasn't getting, you know, but it was getting better and things were moving faster. You know, you get that first day and you work on one or two dents all day, you know what I mean? Versus, you know, you're 2 weeks in and you're working on multiple stuff and doing deep dings and glue pulling and that kind of thing.
Do you recall what was the most during the training? It doesn't matter. You can go further than 2 weeks because I trained you for 4 weeks. What do you think was the hardest part about the training, or what do you think was the most frustrating part for you? And what could you share to anybody about any advice on how to get through that?
As far as the most frustrating part, I would say the most, I mean, you know, it goes back to the frustration thing, or it goes back to, you know, take it slow. Don't try and rush yourself. You know, what you said earlier about, I did feel like I might miss out on something or some training, and that would get frustrating. But really, if you take it slow and you make sure that you get it right every single time, then in the long run, you will get faster, much quicker.
Yeah. No, I think that's advice I tell you and I tell the students in person, but nobody really hears it until they're in the training. But I think that is super important to share, because at least they can come with that, because that's a golden one, a number one rule in PDR training is go slow, right? And there's another friend of mine too, Marty Runick. He does Top Gun PDR training, older guy that does training, and him and I both kept saying slower is faster. So, you know, absolutely, the slower you go, the faster you're going to learn. If you want to rush through it, you're going to go back, and either you're not going to get it out, or you're going to spend a lot of time trying to fix what you should have slowed down on later on. So, let's go move on to the training. We're not going to stay too much on the training part, but you're out of training. Okay. You did a great job. You were getting consistent, obviously, towards the end of the training, and your confidence was great. Let's talk about how you created Dentline. You got Dentline, right? Did you have any downtime after training? Did you go back to your job? Did you go, what did you do? Like, and how did you get your company set up and be able to market yourself?
Well, so, you know, mainly from advice, you know, that we talked about before I even came to training, you know, I had some, you know, the website, you know, I worked with you, you did my website for me. You gave me some good advice on getting a logo, you know, that kind of thing. And it worked out really well. You know, I'm really happy with the image that I have. And, you know, you talked to me about AdWords, even before I actually got to training. So I studied up on that. You know, when I left training, I already had ads set up. So I turned them on. And the first day I got back to Houston, I woke up that morning to a text message with somebody asking me about some dent repair. From day one, I was, you know, I had work. I mean, don't get me wrong. There was days that I didn't, but, most days I had a few jobs. So
what was it like? So let me just back up here. Let me explain to everybody here. So and introduce you formally to, you know, your company. If you've probably heard me talk about Jason a little bit, since last year, and his company's dentlion.com. That's the same as your Instagram, right? Instagram and your Facebook is at Dentlion. So you got your company set up, your logo set up, you're basically everything ready to go. You even got your truck decals done when you were here, because you drove from Alaska, or had your truck shipped to California. You drove it from like Northern California, right?
Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, Seattle. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. North of the States right there. Drove it down, and then we had the decals put on. So you were ready to rock and roll, and then drove to Texas, right?
Yeah, and just went to work.
So you basically you had no downtime. You went straight into retail after the training.
Yeah.
Boom.
Straight in.
And like you said, it's not like you didn't have any challenges, but for the most part, it was just you getting out there and doing it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know what my plan was. My plan was to have a second job and you know, and try and get this thing off the ground. And then, you know, like 2 weeks after I got back and I was working, you asked me, hey, did you go to your second job? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. I was teasing you. I was like, hey, how's that waiting job going, dude?
Yeah. So I just went straight to work, and I mean, I was making a living from day one, quite frankly.
I think it's kind of, see, I can see people not really picturing that. How can he do that? How can he just go straight from training? How could he be that good and go into training? So,
yeah, well, it's preparation, whenever I decided to do this and decided to commit to it, and this was what I was going to do, I went into it, wholeheartedly, and, did research beforehand, talked to you about what I needed to do and what steps I needed to take, and, to make sure that, that I was set up for success,
That's right. That's right.
It's a matter of, I had everything set up ahead of time, and, and then when I got there, some things that I, that I wasn't quite sure about, I talked to you about, we went over a few things and got that set up, and ahead of time, what we did on my website 2 months before I went to training. And, so that was already up and running and going and, getting some, starting to get some traction, and, set my Instagram was set up. This was, everything was already set up and ready to go.
And that's exactly what it's some advice I can give you guys. If you don't train with me, or if you train with someone else, regardless, if you're thinking about doing PDR training, what Jason just mentioned is that prior to him even being done with his training, he was already starting to set up, planting the seed on how to market his company. Website is crucial, because website needs to gain traction. It needs to be, you don't just put a website and all of a sudden it's in the search engines. You have to submit it to search engines. You have to let it get crawled by the search engines. And so by the time you got out, you're already starting to rank on the second page, bottom of the first page. So you're already getting organic listings and leads, shall I say.
Yes.
So that's something to think about too, people. If you're out there, if you're thinking about it, make sure you get a domain name. I recommend don't try to get all this stuff done after your training. That's backwards. Jason, you did it exactly the way you followed my recipe perfectly. And here you are within a year. I'm not going to say what the numbers you had been doing. Okay. Cause it's none of my business. I mean, saying it, I'm not going to say that, whatever you want to say, but I mean, are you making, cause people want to get an idea. Are you making, $30,000 this year? Did you make, I don't know. Okay, give me some an idea that you don't have to say exactly.
Well, the way I have it figured, I'll probably pull 150 this year.
150?
Probably between 130 and 150.
I had no idea. And nobody, he did not tell me. I didn't want him to say it if he didn't want to, but 150,000, guys. And I'm not saying everybody, this isn't just because of me though, you guys. Okay. This isn't just because he did PDR training. This is because Jason followed the formula and hustled. Okay. Hustled and worked hard. He was, look, you do a lot of your own stuff too, right? You don't just sit there and just, Mike, put it up for me and I hope I get calls and I hope I this thing. You're doing a lot of tweaking and stuff behind the scenes too as well, right?
Oh, all the time. I spend probably at least 2 hours every day after I'm done on the computer. If not doing something with AdWords or SEO or something like that, then I'm reading about it. Looking at Facebook Pixel, looking at different stuff. I mean, it's just it's not all about fixing dents if you want to be successful. If you're going to be, it might be all about fixing dents if you're going to go to work for someone else, but if you're planning on going out and doing your own thing, I mean, it has to be a full commitment. If you go into it, if you go into it and you're not committed and you're not willing to spend the extra time, then you're spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, not that you can't make a living doing it, because you obviously can, but I mean, there's a step and there's a process to it. And it doesn't stop. It's not like you said, it's not like you get your website up and then, you go get your training and that kind of thing. I mean, it's a commitment.
I'm going to tell that right now, guys, if you aren't willing to put in the work, and maybe you're thinking about PDR, but if you're not willing to do the second half work, because the real top guys do this work, the real guys who make a lot of money on top of doing dents themselves, who want to be more than just doing dents. They want to keep doing dents at a high level and getting paid at a high level is actually doing the homework, hustling and making sure that they can, those potential customers see them and they get leads. They generate their own leads. Now, let's talk about some other things beyond that. I mean, just a little bit of that. What do you see right now? What is active for you like right now in the social media thing? Like where do you see the most activity from as far as like attention that you're getting? And besides Google, the paid Google AdWords, okay? But social media part.
Social media, I mean, I'm getting a lot of work from YouTube right now. So, I mean, YouTube has been kind of big. Well, and I mean, you know, I mean, that goes back and forth with ads too sometimes, but Facebook is something that I'm really just kind of sticking my toe in.
Yeah.
You know, I've had it going on. I have a few followers, you know, I mean, it's not like I haven't had some success on it, but at the same time, that's another whole thing. It's a, you know, it's something you have to study and it's something that you have to learn. And that's what I'm in the middle of trying to do right now.
Yeah. I think, Jason, I think basically what you're saying is that you're paying attention to social media, especially Facebook, right?
Right.
You and I have been talking back and forth, Facebook, sharing notes, right? Because yeah. I like to see not only what works for me, but does it work for you? Okay.
Sure.
And you're in one of the busiest, probably saturated markets as a PDR tech. There's tons of techs around here, isn't there?
There's a lot of techs. There's plenty, and there's some good, really good techs out here, you know, and
I agree.
Some really good companies. And you know, it's not as saturated as, you know, I don't know. I don't even really like that word. I know that places like Dallas have a lot of people, but in the grander scheme of things, the way I look at it is there really aren't any markets that are saturated. I mean, I drive around town and in the Houston area, there's got to be 2,000 body shops. And they all have work and they're all open, you know, and if you go and you look on the internet and there's, you know, 10 or 15 competitors that are, you know, on the first and second page.
I'm going to agree with you. And I thank you for correcting me on that, Jason. You corrected me that. I like how you put that. You don't really like that saturation, the word saturation, because I have to agree with you because I think it's the same thing. You got tons of plumbers out there, right? Do you know a broke plumber?
No.
And how many plumbers out there in the world are in a city, right? At least 1,000, not in one little city, but I'm talking, there's hundreds of plumbers. Okay. Let's put it that way in a city. Okay. And they all make dang good money, right?
They
get paid very well for their job. I don't see them cutthroating each other. Yeah. There'll probably be some, I'm not saying there is in every market there is, sure. But in general, sure. Those guys are getting paid for what the value of what their service is, and they're not afraid to charge you. Okay.
You know, one thing that I've noticed in this market, and everybody that I see might be wrong with this market, is everybody is concerned about what other techs are doing and who their competitors are. And our market is so, you know, isn't saturated at all. I think where everybody should be concentrating is getting more of the word out that PDR is a viable option for fixing your vehicle.
Yeah.
There's still, I mean, I find people probably half my clients have never heard of PDR before until they saw one of my videos or they saw, you know, they saw my ad or they heard about it from a friend, you know, and so, instead of people being concerned about whether or not the guy that's across town 40 miles away or whatever is getting their client.
Yeah.
We're worried about letting the general public know that PDR is a viable option for fixing their car.
Now you work with, you communicate with your, how do you handle competition out there? I mean, do you work with some of the guys out there? Or you at least communicate with some of the guys out there? And I know one that you do communicate with him, and he's a hell of a tech. He's a hell of a nice guy. Matter of fact, he hangs out with our group a lot. And during when we're at Mobile Tech Expo or if we're at an event, go ahead. Who is he? What guy am I talking about? What am I referring to?
I haven't actually talked to him about saying his name on here, but I don't think he'll mind. Hudson. Den Jens. You put me in contact with him before I left for in case I ran into any kind of trouble or anything like that. And then he can help me out. He's been awesome. He's an awesome guy. And you know, I've had to call him a few times to ask his advice about a few things. And he's been extremely helpful. But I mean, really, honestly, there's another guy who's one of my main competitors as far as, you know, SEO and AdWords and that kind of thing. And I had, you know, one of the insurance companies, Dent Solutions, I think it is, called me the other day and said that they were actually referred to me from him. And I've never spoken to him ever.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think it's awesome. Wouldn't you agree, though? But knowing associating yourself with other techs, right, who share the same mentality, you know, the pricing, you know, good customer service, and knowing how to respect each other, it just only makes the industry much, much stronger and better in your community, if you put it my way. But, you know, that's just my take.
I think that's 100% right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, how? So you said you earlier in this session, all right, here, this thing, you said you love your job, dude, right? Dude, he calls me every once in a while. He'll send me a text and say, "Mike, I love my bleeping job, dude." You know, I mean, this guy is a workaholic, man. You will work until dusk till dawn, dude. You know, I just want to say congratulations, man. You are just killing it, dude. Because you're doing, I would say as a wheel, if I had to judge you, and I said, okay, you know, you got a quarter of this is doing PDR, a quarter of this is marketing, a quarter of this is, you know, doing the back end stuff, you know, your wheel as a business owner is pretty damn balanced, man. And I think that's the way people should look at it. Look at their business wheel, because we all have wheels, right? You got your family wheel, your business wheel, your finance wheel, you know, all this stuff that you got to keep balanced. I think that's key, you know? I mean, that's why you're probably having such good success. And people think, oh, well, he just got a website and now he's just get, you know, people are calling him, or he's paying for ads. Yeah, but they don't see the back end work that you're doing to get that, to create that and keep that going. So,
it's a lot of work. And, you know, Mike, you always, I hear a lot of times whenever you're, when you're talking about things, you talk about mixed martial dents, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So knowing how to do all kinds of dents, and while that is important, if you're going to be a business owner, you also have to have mixed martial marketing.
There you go. Okay. So Jason, glad you brought that up. So during the training, you know, sometimes the students don't want to, including Jason, maybe maybe learn to blend. I don't like blending, you know, or, you know, not saying in particular, I can't remember what it was, but there's students that I'll say, okay, use your left hand or use your opposite hand or use something. But you know, what happens is that their mentality is that they think that, well, I, since I'm not good at it, I don't need to do it because I'll just use my other hand. I'll use a different tool or use, you know, something else. But I tell people, I said, look, you got to work on your weaknesses, because PDR is like mixed martial dents. And that's why I call it MMD. So you've got to be a black belt at blending. You got to be a black belt at creases, hail damage, estimating. It doesn't matter. And then now you're saying MMM, mixed martial marketing. So I couldn't agree more. You got to work on your weak points. My weak point, and I love it. I will actually love working on my weak points is Facebook. Even though I got a pretty damn good idea of how it's going and it's going successfully, but there's so much more to learn. And I encourage everybody out there to feel and think the same way. And I think that's what's going on with you, because things are, and I want to get to my last point with you, Jason, is don't you feel things are changing, the marketing aspect of not just PDR, but marketing in general? You've got to pay attention, don't you?
Oh, and you have to stay on top of it all the time, because it changes constantly. I mean, just constantly. It's, you know, it's one of those things. You know, I ran other people's businesses for a long time, but I wasn't involved in the marketing aspect of it. You know, so a lot of this I was learning from scratch too. Well, I was learning it all from scratch, just like Dents. So it's like learning two total sides of the business. and it changes constantly, just like dent repair changes constantly.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Like, you know, I've worked with dent guys, you know, my whole career running body shops, and, you know, in the last, what, 5, 7, 8 years, it's been like kind of a renaissance with tools where it's like new techniques and this and that. Well, it's the same thing with marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing, yeah. You know, Facebook changes constantly. Just all the way down to look at it, the dashboard changes and it looks different. And then you have to figure out, how, you know, I mean, if you're not on top of it, then you'll just get behind. And then what's going to happen is someone's just going to jump you.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's a match every time. Every time you are, you know, learning something new, it's a match. It could be a 3-round match. You know what I mean? But are you going to come out on top? Are you going to get the decision? Are you going to choke it out? Or what are you going to do? You know what I mean? You got to submit it. I know I'm talking in metaphors, but it's a way to for you guys to picture what I'm referring to so you can kind of get an idea of it's more than just doing dents, people. Okay. And here's another thing of what I say in my at the mega media event. Okay. The one of the biggest things I say, and people, I'm going to keep saying it all the time, is when I'm training and I'm training people to learn to do the formula as I taught Jason. And then I teach it at the mega media event with a lot of details because every mega media event is different. Okay. And so things change as I'm mentioning, but the main thing I was saying is that, look, you could be the best dent guy. You really could. You could be the best dent guy on the planet. Okay. But it doesn't matter if you don't know how to market your best repairs. Okay.
It doesn't matter if you don't have any work.
Yeah. Look, I say this too. And look, we all know McDonald's, right? We can make a better burger than McDonald's could any day of the week, man. Right.
Absolutely.
But why are they making millions of dollars, dude? Why? Okay. Well, we all know who McDonald's is, but why do they still market? That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's my point, right? Because they continue to market themselves. They never stop. But my other point was, is that, so you're the best dent guy, right? So you're relying on that. You're the best. But this new guy that comes in who doesn't, he's not as good. Let's just say Jason, you are a hell of a good tech now too. I've seen your work. Okay. You're really, really good. But I'm just saying, even let's say Jason, you've been in a year. I trained somebody, right? I'm not saying in your backyard, but I'm just saying maybe a guy comes out of training and he knows marketing background, right? And you're not doing much about it, but he is. But he's getting all the calls, even though he's not as good. So that's what I'm trying to say, is that you got to stay on your game, because the new guys, the younger generations, they're already going to have a jump on you if you don't keep up on it. So, you know, that's my whole point.
And a lot of the younger guys, you know, as time goes on, you know, let's face it, 20-year-olds know more about the internet and about Facebook than anybody else. So they'll pick that stuff up faster. So you have to stay on top of it.
Well, here's the thing too, is the training, when you left, you know, the course, it takes, you know, us older veteran techs, we look back at, you know, how you learn, right? Dude, it took us 2, 3, 4 years to maybe get that caliber at that time. These techs are coming out of the course right now are so much faster. They're cleaner. They understand the technique. They leave with good habits. They're fundamentally have it down. So I'm just saying, in general, these techs that are coming out of school or out of courses, not just mine, but guys who have trained really, really well, that they are learning much faster. And when you put the technique that they've learned faster and with the technique of marketing together, that's one powerful, you know, boost to get into the retail market. And that's what I'm saying. It's possible to get in the retail market. I do it all the time for my students, but you got to pay attention. What's that?
I said, that's all the work I do is retail. So
exactly. You don't do any wholesale, do you?
No, I don't do any wholesale at all. Yeah. I've had a couple
running
small accounts that you know, just didn't really give me enough work to really call it wholesale. So I charge them retail if they do call me, but I do retail all day.
Had to turn on a light, man. I was going to, oh, you could see his glasses, right?
Darth Vader over there.
Now, what did you do? Well, Jason, I just wanted to, I wanted to say thanks, man, for coming on and sharing your story. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to bring you back on because we want to, you know, pick your brain. I actually want to invite you to the Mega Media event and share your strategies, because you've been pretty damn good on that Google AdWords campaign stuff. I mean, you're the tweaker of the tweakies. And so, I mean, you know more of that ROI stuff and all those stats and the speeds and all that stuff of that, which is super important. But we'll get into that, because this training isn't just about PDR training. It's about a little bit of marketing, but I don't want to step on anything else. I'm not going to go crazy on it, but I'm going to definitely give you some tech tips on some stuff like that. So we're going to have some tech tip stuff in here too as well. Anything you could share now, I could take this out or not, but any tech tips you could share with me, or maybe you, what was some of the things you discovered on your own? Is there anything that you learned out there in the field being like on your own?
You know, I'm sure there are, like, I can't, you know, you put me on the spot. I can't sit on this. If you want to talk about tech tips, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a marketing tech tip.
All right, do that. Okay. That's a, there we go. We'll take that.
Yeah. No broad match keywords.
No broad match keywords. Okay. What's that mean by, okay? Let's tell everybody, okay, if anybody's going to do a Google AdWords, you put keywords in, you know, mainly you're like something like, you know, dent repair, your city, you know, and you leave it, or let's just say, you know, paintless dent removal, right? So why would you not do that? Put that keyword in just like that.
Well, because if you put paintless dent removal in there, and you leave it as broad match, which is what Google wants, because, you know, then they can show your ad to anyone. So if anybody has, you know, which, I mean, we all do a refrigerator every now and then, that kind of thing, but it'll show it, anything that has dent in it or anything that has paint in it or repair, Google may throw your ad up there, and then somebody's clicking on your ad. You know, I personally get calls about a place that's, or I used to, called Scratch and Dent, which is they sell a scratch and dent, scratched appliances, scratched or dented appliances. And
yeah.
People call me and ask me about financing on a refrigerator or on something like that. So it'll throw your ad anywhere. You know, you have a couple different choices there, that can get it more specific. That way your ad is only showing to the people that you want it to show to.
That's good, man. It's exactly. We got a lot of good guys coming out to this Mega Media event. And it's obviously, I'm going to have you come out, Jason, if you can make it. But
yeah,
got another guy named Lynn. He just blew it off the floor on the first one. So we're going to invite him back to the third one. But Jason, thanks, man. That was awesome. If you guys want to learn more about that, just hit me up. I'll point you in the right direction. Jason, they can reach you at dentlion.com, your website, or can they message you anywhere, like at Facebook?
Yeah, they can message me. Even if you look on my website and you want to, you want to call me and just talk about something, I'm more than willing to talk about. I've had people call me about your class and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I love talking about dent repair. I love talking about the marketing. So if somebody just wants to call and one thing I would like to say is, if you're thinking about dent repair, reason why I chose Mike is he only trains two people at a time, you know, and one-on-one training is an absolute must, you know. Mike was right over there on top of us the whole time. So, you know, going to a place that trains 10 people at a time, you know, you're not going to get that one-on-one, you know, back and forth, that's really, really important. So that was the deciding factor for me. I just thought I'll throw that out there for you. If you're looking for dent repair, you want somebody that's going to be there, and you know, you don't want to be just one guy in a class, because a class isn't the way to learn this trade.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, man. Well, I want to let you go. All right. Thank you very, very much for coming on, dude. You gave some insight, and I love that marketing tech tip right there. That was good. So appreciate it. All right, that was the interview wrapped up with Jason Huddleston. You can find him dentlion.com, or you can check him out on Facebook at dentlion and Instagram at dentlion. Perhaps you want to know more information about my PDR training. hit me up on my Facebook page at Dent Time or Instagram at Dent Time. I prefer you to hit me up on Facebook because it's just more apparent. I get the message much easier than Instagram, but either one works. And if you are continuously listening to this podcast and you want to listen more, please don't forget to subscribe. Check it out. We'll have a lot of stuff in the near future. I'm Mike Toledo, and thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next podcast.